Very, very different, as all of our performers have been tonight. This is the last of our master artist apprenticeship performer tonight. Florencio Barro from the Miami area practices a traditional Afro-Cuban art form of drumming. It's called bembe. And he is, he's from Cuba. He learned from his grandfather and from other members of the community, and he traveled throughout Cuba studying the varying forms of this tradition. Let me see if they're ready. Okay, let's have a big hand for Florencio Barro and his students.
Thank you. Hawaii. Obaiwo. Jangwa jeu. Son loco mío, carabalí, y otro dirá, este es un congo mandinga, este es un arará.
Nancy Obara from Miami. Thank you. That's hard work. You can also see them perform tomorrow at the apprenticeship area. Let's see. Before we bring them out, though, let me bring to your attention a little error in the program. There's an omission. If you look at your program, at 9:30, they're supposed to be Wind That Shakes the Barley, right in there, and it was omitted unintentionally. But they are here, and they are scheduled to perform tonight. However, let's get ready to welcome Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters.
Testes mics. All right, we're going to play a little swamp grass for you. We're from down around Gainesville. Matter of fact, we'll be at Market Street Pub next Friday night. If anybody's in Gainesville, come by and hear us. You'll get to hear 4 hours of all this. All right, here's one about an old buddy of mine from down in Lake County that just couldn't quit making that moonshine, one called Monroe.
Monroe made the whiskey for the people, in defiance of the government he stood. Grew up with the sheriff of the county, chances of his downfall wasn't good. Lay there in the woods, watch that groundhog. He could hear it moan, feel it shake the ground. Monroe double ran that pretty moonshine. No one knew where Monroe could be found. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench a thirst that haunts a prison cell. Sent old Monroe up to Rafer without a drink to soothe his angry mind. There he sat those 9 long years, dreamed about the woods he left behind. They let him out of prison last December. By summertime, old Monroe passed away. He was running 20 barrels off that Lake County corn, drank good whiskey on his dying day. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell.
Whiskey. All right, I hadn't seen my mom out there tonight, but I know she's up there somewhere. She gave me the inspiration to write this next song, which has run through my brain all my life. It's the way we feel about people that come here from other places. One called East Florida Blues, and it's the truth, folks.
I've been working on these East Florida Blues. Got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these Florida Blues. First it was the Timaquan, the Creek and Seminoles. And along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got crackified with changing history. And along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida Blues. Got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these Florida blues. Well, if you're gonna come here, you've gotta know the terms. We ain't all that stupid and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these Florida blues. They say when you're in Rome, you ought to do as the Romans. The same goes here in Florida for every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our backward country songs, I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Union County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. Got them bad.
Thank you, Mama. All right, we're primarily a bluegrass band. We call it Swampgrass because a lot of the stuff we play is my original stuff plus some other kinds of music. But here's a classic bluegrass little medley we do, one we call the Train Medley.
Here she comes, look at her roll. There she goes, eating that coal. Watch her fly, look at her sail. Let her bye, 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 Fireball Mail. Engineer, make enough time. Tracks are clear. Watch her climb, see that freight clear that rail. Yes, she late, 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 Fireball Mail. She late, boys. Watch her swerve, look at her sway. That curve out of the way. See that freight clear that rail. Yes, you lay, 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 Fireball Mail. Watch her swerve, look at her sway. Out of the way. See that freight clearing that rail. Yes, she lay, 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 Fireball Mail. Well, you ought to been uptown. That evening train came down. Hear that whistle blew 100 miles. I'm walking these ties with tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home. whistle blow 100 miles.
Bluegrass. Somebody was just telling me a while ago how unpopular it is. That's probably true. Hard to sell it, but it's nice music. After all, folks, the music you're hearing right now is better than it really sounds.
There's a cultural giant in the crowd.
All right, here's a real nice instrumental. Mr. Michael Godwin over there on the banjo. On my far left, your far right. Let's hear it from Michael. Right over here on my right and your left, the guy with the white hair. Everybody thinks he's whitey. This is Mr. Walter Godwin, his daddy. All right. This good-looking young guy right here with all the talent, this is Richard Bull. And I'm the one and only Whitey Marco. All right, here's one called Pow Wow the Indian Boy.